Good morning. John Hockenberry is out sick today. I am joined by Todd Zwillick, who came up from Washington to fill in. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
We are expecting new national unemployment data out in an hour or so to give us an idea of where the economy is moving on the large scale. But like I said before, that national data is an average. What about the individual data points that are the small manufacturing towns, the small economic engines of the United States, especially manufacturing jobs? They've taken a really hard hit. And we were trying to find out what happens to some of these small towns when the big plants shut down. Joining us for our small town economic roundtable, we have from Glenwood, Washington, again, Jay McLaughlin joins us, the chair of Glenwood's Community Council. Also, Mayor Paul Grenier from Berlin, New Hampshire, and finally, Mayor Jack Scoville of Georgetown, South Carolina. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jay, let's return to you for a moment. How large a town is Glenwood, Washington?
Very small, only about 500 people.
And what historically was your economic engine?
Timber.
And when did timber start to go south?
Actually, about two decades ago, in the early 1990s.
So it hasn't been very long.
Hasn't been real long, no.
And what's replacing it?
At this point, we're still hanging on with timber. A little bit more tourism than maybe in the past, but still very much a forest-dependent economy.
Okay. Mayor Scoville, let's talk about Georgetown, South Carolina. How many people live in Georgetown, and what's the economic engine there been historically?
The city itself has about 9,500. The surrounding counties around, I think, about 90,000. We are a 300-year-old community, rice, indigo, way back when. We are a seaport. We've historically been sort of the commercial hub of this part of South Carolina.
And you're a manufacturing town.
Well, to a large degree, we have a steel mill that's now closed right in the middle of town, and we have a paper mill that's on the edge of town, and two other large manufacturing concerns that are in the county that provide a lot of jobs for our citizens. You know, we're going to be promoting tourism a lot more, and hopefully the steel mill will reopen in the next year or two.
Okay, and what's your unemployment there in Georgetown, South Carolina?
The county is about 14.5%.
Okay, and finally to you, Paul, what is it like in Berlin, New Hampshire?
Well, we've got a city that in the 30s was about 22,000 people, and now we believe through the censuses we're going to be right around 10,500 people. We were a community that was born from the pulp and paper industry, and the people who built the pulp and paper mills at the turn of the 20th century originally came here and operated sawmills. In the early 20th century, we had an IP mill and Brown Company. We actually had two pulp and paper mills here in the city, and now that has evaporated. We have still have a small paper mill in the surrounding community of Gorham that used to draw pulp from Berlin here. So our pulp and paper mills have just about all gone away. At one point in time, the industry employed about 4,000 people, and now we've got about 350 people left in the industry.
Okay, so Paul of Berlin, New Hampshire, what is the unemployment rate there around?
Berlin's unemployment rate is about 10%. We've had a pretty significant out-migration of folks, but in the northernmost county of New Hampshire called Coos County, our unemployment rate mirrors the fellow in South Carolina. We're about 14-15%.
So all three of you are from cities in which your real unemployment rate is actually higher than the national average. Jay, let me ask you about that national average. Do you kind of see economic numbers coming out nationally that make you feel like those have applications in your town? Or do you kind of feel like your town is an individual place and it's going to come out of the recession when it is ready?
I'd say the latter, much more of an individual place, and even within our county, because the numbers that we look at are countywide. Within our county, I have the impression that we have quite a bit of variability in the eastern portion of the county. It's much more open. It isn't forested. There's been quite a bit of activity and development associated with wind farms going in. But in the western portion of the county, which is forested and much more tied to the timber industry, times have been much harder.
Okay, Jack Scoville in Georgetown, South Carolina. How about you? Do you see some of the federal initiatives? Do you think that there's hope for you coming out of some of the stimulus money or the things that are large macro projects?
Well, we are getting ready to start about a $15 million drainage project here in the city, and we've got a couple of million dollars of stimulus money for that. Hopefully that'll create some construction jobs for local people. The steel mill is dependent on the international steel market. They have not closed permanently, and hopefully they'll reopen in the next year or two if international steel prices, you know, get high enough to warrant that. We're promoting tourism very hard here. We are a historic seaport town and unique. We've got actually more pre-Revolutionary War houses here than Charleston, South Carolina. So a lot of people discover us and are surprised. They think we're sort of a grimy mill town, but when they take the time to come to our downtown, they're very surprised at how, you know, beautiful a little historic town we have. So we really promote right now tourism, but of course that's affected by the national economy too.
Well, Paul Grenier, let me ask you, as mayor of Berlin, New Hampshire, you know, it's not just Detroit that is adversely affected when you're focused on one particular industry. What advice can you give to other mayors of other towns that were really kind of reliant on one particular industry?
All I can say is work to diversify your economy. Back in the early 2000s, late 1990s and 2000s, we recognized that we were slipping away. We have since located a New Hampshire State prison here in Berlin, which employs 300 people, and we are at the end of a federal corrections prison here that will be opening up next year, and it's going to employ about 400 people, and we're getting into renewable energy, biomass, power facilities, and we have windmills that are going to be going up about 50 miles north of us. So we have been very, very active in the last 15 years to counteract what I would consider a long, slow decline in timber-related businesses.
Okay, a little snapshot of small towns across the United States that kind of put these national unemployment rates into perspective. That's Paul Grenier, mayor of Berlin, New Hampshire. We also spoke with Jack Scoville, mayor of Georgetown, South Carolina, and Jay McLaughlin, who's chair of the Community Council of Glenwood, Washington. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.